The Libertarian Party came into existence largely because people were upset that President Nixon had taken the country off the gold standard in 1971. Well, there's still only about 600,000 registered libertarians in the U.S., but Dr. Jo Jorgensen tells me their message and her campaign is resonating with more and more people. What is that message?
Government has gotten too big, too nosy, too intrusive. And the worst part is they usually hurt the very people they're trying to help. And I think after the coronavirus, people realize that this is not what we're supposed to be doing.
So what should government be doing? I asked.
I believe that government should be limited to police, courts, and military, that we should protect people's rights. And beyond that, we allow people to make their own decisions. And neither of the parties are doing that at all.
When it comes to things like mask mandates, no surprise here, Dr. Jorgensen is definitely not on board.
We like to say that what you should be able to do is either vote with your feet or vote with your dollars. And you decide which stores, which policies you like, rather than the one-size-fits-all that the government gives us, which usually nobody's happy with.
Individuals and individual companies are capable of making their own decisions, she told me. As an example, Walmart has mandated masks in its stores.
If you choose to go to Walmart, where you wear a mask and everybody else wears a mask, great. And if you choose not to, that should be your right. It should not be against the law to be stupid. You should be able to do whatever you like, as long as you're not harming others. So, drinking too much alcohol is harmful to people. But we shouldn't pass a law saying that people can't drink alcohol.
In her opinion, government has become much too intrusive and controlling.
I love our country. And by the way, my grandparents immigrated from Denmark and Sweden in the last century, and they came here for the freedom to make their own decisions. And what we have now is we have people in Washington who want to make every decision for us.
Government, she told me, should not be made up of professional legislators.
The idea of citizen statesmen has basically gone out the window. You know, we're supposed to be able to send people to Washington. They pass laws for a couple months and then they go home and live under them. We don't have that now.
The Libertarian Party was launched here in Oklahoma early on, 1972. It has struggled to maintain official status here, but requirements were lowered in 2014 and 2016, and they regained that status, which they've held since. Dr. Jorgensen will be on the ballot here in November.
For anybody who thinks that government is too big, too bossy, too intrusive, and hurt the people they're trying to help, check me out at joe20.com. We'd love to have you take a look at us.
Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.